B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us now on the Comcast Business Hotline, I'm telling you, he's the best. Yeah, man. We love him. And don't forget, Comcast Business, everyday business, big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. From ESPN, Kevin the Gandhi, the anchor in the draft coverage tonight. What's up, Kev?
And how we feeling, guys? We doing well?
You know, I mean, I don't know how to feel right now. It's like we're on Ben watch. And if the trade comes down today with the draft, you know, what's the haul? Can they get Beal? What do you think, Kev?
I'm a little confused with the idea of trading Ben today, just because I think this is his lowest value. You know, the stuff I was hearing late last week was maybe keeping Ben, increasing value, see what the market's going to be like a little bit later on. Because, listen, the people and the players that you want, the teams have to be willing to kind of move, you know, a Damian Lillard. They have to be willing to move, you know, a Bradley Beal. And those are two specific players that have not publicly said they want out, right? So that's a unique scenario, unique situation. And also one of the things that the Sixers have that benefits them specifically about Ben Simmons is his contract. Yeah, 4 years is a big deal. It's a big deal when you're talking about moving a star player with a max contract, because a team then can feel, let's hypothetically say, like the Kings. A team like the Kings can feel like, okay, we've got him for 4 years. We could convince him and build something. But I just don't know how that plays out, especially tonight. This feels like if Morey doesn't get the haul that he wants, that he thinks is worth it, are we entering a conversation that Ben Simmons comes back to rehab, you know, a lot of relationships when it comes to the city? And does he have a different look and you build some value? And
Kev, I got to stop it. I don't think he wants to come back.
I agree.
I think this is less than the Morey or anybody else here wants about than he wants out.
I don't think this organization is just going to give him up, right?
No, I don't either.
This is a question of who's going to blink first. And if you want to acquire a guy like Damian Lillard, or if you're a Bradley Beal, you also have to make sure that you're coming correct here, because whoever's acquiring him has to sell it to their own fan base. So there's a lot of scenarios out here that is a third team going to get involved here where you're going to move him somewhere and you can bring the draft capital to then go to Portland or go to Washington and make the pitch with the capital that you're going to bring in from Ben. That, I think all those scenarios weigh in. So I'm coming into tonight saying I would be surprised if he's traded, but at the same time, we're at a point now where, I mean, nothing should surprise us with how things have gone and turned out in the last 18 months with star players in the city of Philadelphia.
No, listen, I feel you on all that. I don't want to, like, the last thing I want is some package of dirt, right? But this is where Rich Paul has to come in and go, you know, Daryl Morey's got to go to Rich and go, dude, we're going to do this, right? You know what I got to get back in return. So it's an agent's league. It's a player's league. You know, it's up to the agent to go foster trades. You know, agents are the ones that are making these trades now. The GM.
100%.
The GM obviously is the steward in the whole thing from the team perspective, but they can't do anything without the agent making stuff happen, back channeling this stuff.
100% agree. I mean, you nailed it. And we've seen reports come out in the last couple of days that everybody is on the same page. When I saw the Rich Paul report that he's on the same page, I was like, okay, good. Then that will actually help the process. The question is,
they have a good relationship. Like Rich and Elton and and Daryl. I mean, it's all about a good relationship. That's why when the moment you and I talked about this, when like 2 days after the season ends, and Rich goes to see those guys in Chicago at the pre-draft camp, that was like the precursor to, all right, we got a problem. Let's work on this thing together.
I'm 100% with you. I guess my whole thing is the timing. Can you get the same value now as you would maybe later on? And granted, it will be painful if the process drags out, right? But if you want to get the specific player like a Damian Lillard or Bradley Beal, it feels like those two organizations are going to wait it out and see how it plays out. So do you call up Sacramento and get a package deal? I mean, shoot, anything with De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton, I mean, I'm doing backflips, because when you talk about the talent that you could bring in and those two type of players, which I don't think the Kings would do, but the Kings are also looking at how do you secure somebody for 4 years who's got a max contract. That's the one thing that's enticing specifically about Ben Simmons when they talk to multiple teams.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
The great Kevin the Gandhi with us. He's anchoring the draft tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. But let me ask you this. Did you like the rumored Raptors trade? Apparently the report was that the Raptors turned down the trade. It was Lowry, Van Fleet, Ananobi, and the number four pick. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Of course I love that trade.
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, there's no way
right.
The Raptors are going to agree to this. This, to me, though, whether it's true or not, it set the in the space parameters of what the Sixers are not just going to give up Ben Simmons for free, right? It was like, you better come correct with an offer, because if this is now being out there, there's always a reason why things are leaked or put out there in the space. So when I heard that, it was like, well, they're sending a league. If this was out there for a reason, it's a message to league. Don't come up with terrible offers, because we're not gonna even pick up the phone. Yeah, let's be realistic here. So when I heard that, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, let's do it right now. Let's go. But I don't think that is going to happen at all. To me, from the Raptors' perspective, why would you even do that? I can't . You know, Masai is a very smart person. Daryl is a very smart person. I just can't see that to come together.
Hey, what do you think? I'm just curious. Switching gears a little bit. Anything with the Phillies deadline that you're looking at? We've been talking about it's tomorrow. I know you're up at the college, at the university. Any stuff filtering your way when it comes to the Phillies? Do you want them to be buyers?
I want them to be buyers, absolutely, especially when you look at what this offense can do. But you've got to figure out specifically, what, two or three things. Who's going to be on the back end of the rotation? It felt like they had an answer, and then, the medicals got in the way with it, and then the player you're trying to acquire gets shipped somewhere else. But also, you need more stability at the reliever position. So I've got to trust Dombrowski, I should say, because I think that he's a guy that is a mover and shaker. But here's the other thing that I find so funny. Whenever you see the Yankees make a trade, it's always multiple minor leaguers. And right. You're like, whoa, the Phillies don't have a farm system that's great. But at the same time, like, the Yankees are not breaking down the door in their farm system, yet they still find a way to bring in talent. And I think we've got to trust Dombrowski, I don't know why I keep saying it, Dombrowski on this. because of his track record that he wants to win now. I think there'll be movers and shakers in this because they clearly have some depth issues with the rotation and also on the back end. The question is, will they do it? I don't know. It depends on what the Cubs try to do specifically with Kimbrel. I love the name Chris Bryant, but I don't know value-wise what they're asking for. Because you put a guy like Chris Bryant in the lineup, or even Trevor Story, if you put him out in center field because they've been desperate to fill that position, you're going to add another bat to the lineup. In the end, though, it comes down to can you find a way to have three specific guys starting games? We've got two of them. Can you be consistent? And then can you have on the back end somebody to shut it down? And we haven't found that in a long time, man.
Yeah, I know. Kevin Negandhi with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Birds camp, you got an eye there as well.
I don't get moved by, like, you know, practice updates.
Okay.
But I gotta tell you, and this morning,
Devontae Smith,
I say this. Oh, exactly.
Yeah, like, baby.
The way this has played out the last couple of years, I don't care about, oh, this guy made a catch. But when Devontae Smith, and I'm seeing it on all the timelines from all the Eagles report, I'm like, okay, this makes me feel good. He is the most sure thing that I know we can count on when it comes to draft picks over the last few years. And it just warms my heart. The other question is, obviously, you know, what are they going to do with Zach Ertz? How does this play out with all the Deshaun Watson rumors, which is a completely different show and different storyline on that conversation. But as of right now, Devontae Smith made me smile this morning when I saw that.
I agree, man. I'm fired up.
I love the kid.
Yeah.
I love the kid, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, so you excited about tonight?
Oh, man, and I am so pumped. It's the first time ABC's ever broadcasting the NBA draft. Over on ESPN, you got the first two rounds, X's and O's. You've got Reese Davis handling the coverage with Woj, Billis, and a bunch of guys, Mike Schmitz, who's kind of our Mel Kiper of the NBA. On our side on ABC, we're telling the stories. We're doing only round one. We're telling the stories of the players specifically, their journeys, their family's experience, and it's not going to be X's and O's. It's going to be about storylines, highlights, journeys, and like you mentioned, the storytelling, which I love, and us having a lot of
real
fun.
Human Jason interest.
Rose, McKay, yeah. Malika Andrews. Exactly. So I'm just honored to be a part of it. I'm a draft.
Dude, that's a great NFL. Listen to me. That's a humongous deal. And I'm so proud of your part of this thing. Listen, I do believe the draft is an incredible reality show. It's great foresight by, you know, ABC, ESPN, and the powers that be, that they could tell, they could be, you know, tell real humanistic stories and create this thing as a reality show that's real, man. That's a very real deal. I love it. I think it's a great deal. The NFL draft will be like that as well. I think it's a genius move, man, and I'm proud that you're part of it.
And I appreciate that. Thank you for saying that. And they've been working on it for years, and we're gonna kick butt tonight. And honestly, think about this. 60 dreams come true, and it changes generations.
Of
and
families,
we get to highlight the first 30 of them. I just can't wait. 8 o'clock on ABC, and I'm a kid in a candy store, man. I appreciate it. I've got a ton of gratitude, and I just hope we do the families proud on a night that they'll never forget.
I know you will. You will kill it. I will be watching you tonight. Everybody in Delaware Valley need to watch our own Kevin Negandhi anchoring the NBA draft on ABC. Awesome, Kev. Break a leg, baby.
And I appreciate it. And I got to tell you one thing. You mentioned the Delaware Valley. If Ben Simmons is traded tonight, you will watch and see on the ABC broadcast me just basically take over and lose my mind. Until they take me off and go to commercial break, I will make sure I represent us very well on the air.
You will, buddy. You will. Thanks, brother. Great stuff, man. Congratulations. There he is, the great Kevin Negandhi. On the Comcast Business Hotline, we'll be watching ABC tonight and the NBA draft.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.